You are now in tune with the Mix Company podcast, starring P-Man, Dame, and Case.
Time to fix that. You know, sometimes. That's old school shit. I can do that, nigga.
Yo, first of all, that was disgusting. Rub your mom just a lick at thumb and rub that shit on your
nose. The shit be right under your nose because it's smelling for like 5 minutes.
Who invented that shit?
Yo, this shit smells like spit and reefer.
Oh, she's giving me that in the corner.
Yo, spit and Newports.
She's giving me the corner of the eyes, man.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Mothers, if y'all still doing that, stop.
Yo, your mom's gonna wipe your eye and you can smell it.
Oh, it was horrible. The whole face smelled like spit.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was terrible, man.
I did that shit to my son. I had to cry for like 5 minutes. That shit was funny as hell.
I'll do it just to be an asshole.
That is fucked up, son.
That's borderline child abuse now, right?
That shit's disgusting. So I just was like, get that. Like, yo, why don't you tell me let me get that? Like,
can
you get
that? Can you get that? Let me get that.
Bro, at least get the options.
I think they put that shit in the law that you can't do it no more because
that's not like the law because you know you can't, if you spit on somebody, it's considered assault.
It should be.
As it should, right?
Yeah.
That's worse than a punching gun in his face. The fuck you nigga?
Which is worse, man? Get slapped. Or get spit on.
Get spit on. I'm gonna do it next time.
But it's like a close second though.
Damn. So next time I'm in an altercation, I'm gonna do that shit. I'm gonna lick my finger and smear nigga shit.
You're gonna be baffled. Then you can still like that. You're gonna be stuck there like, the fuck is that? Pow!
Man, you got something in your eye.
Now that's dope.
Man, like, oh, you want some of this shit? What the fuck happened?
Wipe his whole face.
You're like,
ugh. And
he's
his ass.
Nigga, speaking of getting your ass fucked, tell me you saw the Nate shit, nigga.
Yo,
Nate Robinson, Nate, the basketball NBA nigga. You saw that shit, right? I paid for that shit. I paid $50 to watch this nigga get slept.
Yo, there's a lot of levels to that junk. For one.
Oh my God, it was
there's
terrible.
People who know Nate Robinson now that never knew Nate Robinson
was. His whole NBA.
He got the weed, the
Night-Night
Mate weed.
They got
99. Yeah, they made the package.
His NBA legacy is gone.
Nah, he can't.
He's just known as the dude that took the shot.
Yeah.
He got white boys on the tub.
Oh, man. He set us back, man.
Which is going to be great for the next time that dude gets knocked out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but that was
trying to challenge him to one-on-one now and hoop. I'm like...
No,
that's not a fair comparison. Even if he dunks on you, they like he got knocked out.
And how much you say he got paid?
$600K.
I'll fight him right now. No training.
For $600, I'll fight him right now in the streets, no training.
Put spit in his face.
Hey, sit up and start off.
Who you want to fight for $600K? Not even shit. Let's be reasonable. Let's say $10K. Who you want? What celebrity you want to put hands on?
Ooh, okay. Fuck yeah. I'm fucking with this.
Monique, the comedian.
You want to knock his big ass out?
Can't tell me. Monique is so bad, man.
You want to fight
with she's rich.
Later, Monique.
Not Miss Parker, Monique. Now, Monique. She always upset with everybody. She counting everybody's dollars. Somebody come out with a special.
She is a little bit extra. Yeah,
she mad. They don't deserve it. She mad at the white chick, Amy. Because she got, yo, are you poor? Are you broke? Did you take a hiatus? Did you take a hiatus from the game?
So you fuck her up? How many rounds? You going full on pay per view?
You guys should take some body shots. So.
Nah, you.
You gotta go later round. I gotta test the stamina. But she be working out now too, so I only know I can test the stamina.
You too big for Monique, son. You're a different gender. You gotta.
Monique is the same weight class.
No, a high line. You got an oil wrestler.
Who would you fight and then who would you oil wrestle?
They're giving a dope
I said oil wrestle.
The oil
wrestle.
I can't say oil.
He said I'm an oil wrestler. You gonna suck her off?
He said I can't say oil. How do you say
foreign things?
Kitty cat.
Fuck y'all. Yeah, get back on the fucking horse, nigga. Who would you fight? Who you fucking with?
Oh, man, this is easy for me. Reggie Miller's ass is mine. Oh. I hate him.
I'm fucking mad, but he's a lifelong
Knicks fan. Reggie might be punching the face. I might be 80 years old and see Reggie Miller. I might whack his ass.
Nah,
I'm
going to hold him and let Spike Lee fight his ass.
True. But then again, John Starks is at the he a close second as a Knicks fan as well.
Just because you mad at
him? Yeah, I didn't know that shit yet. Because it's probably all
the Knicks need to just let it go, man.
Yo, that's all we got.
Best, that was the
that's
best
all we got, man.
That was the best brother.
Third on the list is Charles Smith.
Yeah, there's like five layups on the
okay, outside of sports, who I mean, who, what celebrity though? That up, I mean, real celebrity would you fuck up or want to fight anyway? And then mud wrestle.
Wow. Trying to see you drive me crazy.
Oh, nigga, yeah, nigga.
A couple niggas drive me crazy. But
yeah, nigga.
Don't ask me why. He older than me and shit. I just want to punch Bill Murray in the face though.
Bill Murray? Stripes?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, Bill Murray?
Not for Stripes, but from everything else. What? Groundhog Day.
Squirrel, I love Groundhog Day.
Wow.
I did like Groundhog Day, but still, he just looked wet and dirty to me. Like he looked like a fucking pedophile. Like, he was creepy.
I think I would want to fuck up The Rock. Like, just, yeah. I
The Rock.
Eyebrow Rock.
Yeah, the bigger, what you smelling. Oh, damn, look at me.
You tripping.
I would want to fight that dude.
Oh, if you could beat him, you want to fight him.
Yeah, I mean,
that would
fuck me up.
I'm not right now.
I mean, I would want to fight that dude. See what's going on.
Check the water. I'm going to check that bottle, motherfucker.
I'm about to say
something. Rock. I would let all three of us fight that nigga right now.
You want to rock. Like, that's
but I would want to Earl wrestle Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh,
get in the streets, take it to the hood.
You don't want to Oprah?
I'm going to Oprah. Everything you did.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Yeah, take her monkey ass, cause she all fucking extra bougie, nigga. Take her down to the hood and rub on a little booty. You know what I mean? Take your ass.
She went to Marcy, man. I don't know.
She
did
go to Marcy.
Fuck her.
I get it.
She
know
Jay,
man.
That's
she know Ty Ty.
Not a lot of people know Ty Ty.
That'd be fun, nigga.
Can't stop by for drinking my ties with Ty Ty.
But yeah, I don't know. Reggie fuck that nigga.
Yeah, now Reggie gonna get it.
Monique, that's some interesting shit.
Monique been on my nerves, man. She's a little salty. This can't even be right for comedians to be haters on other comedians.
That's
heavy metal motherfuckers never hate on each other. You never see motherfucking Motley Crue,
basketball
Anthrax.
Basketball dudes hate on each other. Yeah, that's
right. Metallica, that's how
That's real white.
What's that shit with the tongue? Rolling Stone shit?
Yeah, that's real white.
It's a kiss word.
Jesus.
I woke up this morning, nigga, got out the bed. It was snap, crackle, pop. Oh, everything you heard, nigga. Getting old sucks, nigga. Yeah. What's some shit you hate about? I mean, you know, we getting up there now, but nigga, getting old is a pain in the ass and shit. What's some shit that drive you crazy that you trying to adapt to and shit? Just getting old, nigga.
Yo, I pee dumb slow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Sometimes I just stand there, nigga. It take me about 15 minutes, kid.
Like, why the fuck am I peeing so slow?
I fell asleep one time peeing and shit.
It didn't happen to a couple years ago. I'm like, yo, I'm peeing dumb slow.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I gotta get up and pee in the middle of the night.
You like, force it to and it still come out slow?
Oh, yeah, that's it. You fuck around and fart.
I don't know if it's so much pee is slow, but I feel like my fucking bladder is way fucking smaller than it ever was.
I don't know
if I ruined it drinking gallons of alcohol in my young days or what.
Yeah,
I was washing my car, talking to this motherfucker on the phone the other day and shit. And I had to fucking pee.
Word.
You know, it's Corona time, so it was a fucking Jack in the Box right next to me. I said, oh, cool, Jack in the Box right there. So I'm walking, shit ain't that bad yet. This is kind of go bad. unbeknownst to me, motherfucking fast food fucking bathrooms is closed during Corona and shit. Like, ooh, you can't pee in fast food because Corona that makes no sense. Nah, so that. Anyway, down yonder on the strip mall, I could see a fucking stay about a supermarket and shit.
Word.
So I get in my car, I ain't gonna be able to make it 5 foot by that shit. I get in the car, right? Now this shit's starting to fill up, like it's starting to, the pee is starting to hit the bladder with both bowls, right? So, you know, in the supermarket, the bathroom is normally a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. So I got a fucking 50-50 chance to get that motherfucker right. Word. I go to the right side, clearly the wrong decision, right? So I go in there. I don't see no bathroom, no restroom, fucking sparkling lights, nothing, right? I see this little skinny motherfucking brother and shit, the fucking Point Dexter looking motherfucking shit. I'm like, yo, where's the bathroom at? He was very polite and shit. Down there by aisle one, make a right. My man, he didn't tell me when I got to the bathroom was a combination to that shit that had to punch in and shit. No. So now my shit's leaking now. It's at the tip like, I gotta find a worker to tell me the fucking code to this shit, right?
Word.
So everybody's at the register. Nobody behind, you know, butcher meat motherfucker, no stocker, nigga, no malt liquor, nothing.
Everybody ducks. They're like, you gotta pee.
I see somebody push mopping and shit. I'm like, ew.
Oh, no.
So she come, right? I'm like, what? I need to go to the bathroom. Okay, I'm coming. So she coming, I'm like, come on, fuck on. So I'm dragging that shit.
Right, right.
So she opened the door dumb slow, like, I'm holding up for me. Like, yo, baby, you about to see a motherfucking wheeler come out. You better fucking close the door and shit. You better see motherfucking fire.
The Anaconda 3 about
to. By the time she closed the door, she's like. Little drop fell on the jeans and shit.
Like, yeah. Trying to clean this shit. Like,
pull the shirt down and shit.
Like, nobody gonna see that. Nobody gonna see that. That's number one. That's fucked up, nigga. I'm telling you, man, getting old, everything. I pulled my fucking hamstring trying to get it in with the wife, nigga. I'm like, yeah, oh! It's shit. It's a lot of
like,
come on, baby, come on. She was just like, yeah, what's wrong? Like, the color bars came up on the TV screen. It was like, hold on, please stand by. That shit hurt.
That take a while to call. Yeah. They got to straighten your leg out and shit.
And I find myself just being just angry and shit. I'm hating on niggas for no reason. There was a nigga in 7-Eleven. I ain't mad in
traffic like that.
They had a nigga in 7-Eleven on a scratcher, right? He's like, oh, I won. I'm like, fuck your scratcher, nigga. I was just mad and shit. I was like, why am I mad at this dude? I find myself getting angry to be.
Blessings.
It's like, I can see why a bunch of old niggas. When I was young, I used to see old niggas like, why y'all grumpy and shit? Right? I'm turning into that.
Grumpy old man is a real thing.
Getting through traffic is a pain in the ass. I'm always yelling, you fuck out of all you bitches.
What? That was stupid. Why would you do that? Why would you? It takes 2 seconds. You're not going to get to work any faster than
you
me.
You fucking cut me off.
Nobody stopping at stop signs today?
No, it's just cool and shit. Or you just going to cross right in front of me and shit. You ain't going to look and shit.
I'm finding myself getting like that. Getting angry, man.
I must 3 times a week, at least, go upstairs to my bedroom, get to the top stair, and be like, what the fuck did I come up here for?
Nigga, that's
and you know, the only remedy of that is to go back downstairs. Not halfway downstairs. Oh, you gotta hit the last step, like, oh yeah, I had to take a shit.
I'm doing that. As soon as my movie come on, I'll be like, yeah, I've been wanting to watch this shit.
Oh,
it's 6:30 in the evening. I'm
yo, I be doing this shit. I be watching something on TV and the commercial come on. I be like, damn, what the fuck am I watching? You gotta hit the guy channel to cheat and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
like, oh, I ain't watching that shit.
They ain't getting old.
Come on, motherfucking shit. Y'all can't wait to tell us. Can't wait to tell us. Yo, damn, what's up? Yo, I called you out for something. Nigga. I have no idea why I'm playing.
Yeah, it's getting
back.
we've been around the block a few times, man. And I'm looking at these kids nowadays and shit. I mean, now it's fucked up for kids now because they can't. You know how we grew up and shit. You know what I'm saying? We grew up in. Now, y'all grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in fucking New Orleans and shit, but everybody knew everybody in the hood and shit for the most part and shit.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you can't let your kids. Well, it's fucked up. Yeah. It was no. The whole neighborhood raised you.
Yeah, remember back then, your mama's friends had full clearance to bust you upside the head.
Everybody
was
deputized.
That was incorrect.
Everybody
was tell you, I had to smack your son upside the head, man. I'm about to try to steal some chicks out the store and shit.
The teacher,
then your mom smacked right after that.
The teacher had, it was deputized. Friends, everybody giving you the piece
of
the rock.
My 6th grade teacher. Mr. Will, R.I.P.
Mr. Will, public school 19.
Nah, he fucked that
passed away. He passed away. Mr. Will, but before that, he was taking niggas in the cold room, punching you in the chest.
Yo, me and my man's acting up in a fire drill. He clumped our heads together like wrestling. They got dunk.
Yo, one day I forgot my homework and he gave me the option. He said, you want to punch in the chest or you want a wedgie?
Oh, shit.
And at this point, I've never got one of his wedges. I've been punching the chest bomb 100 times.
Not to mention by the older kid in the block, right? Anyway.
But that shit ruined your day. He's that little bullshit ring. Ruined your day. It's going to hurt your recent to schools out.
And then gave you
so I said, let me get the wedgie. Ooh. This nigga ripped my drawers.
Yo, check it out. That was the first time in my life I went commando, son. I went to the bathroom.
And this is old school, too. I don't know if y'all know. I know you know. I just had the BBD drawers, the satin.
The silky drawers, the rayon, the satin drawers. Right.
Yo, this is my only pain. He ripped them, son.
He was hot, right?
Yo, that was the first time in my life when I was commando. I went to the bathroom. I just left them just there.
Like, fuck it, nigga.
Jiggling my little 66 gray balls all day.
I'm telling you, our kids couldn't even come half close to living our lives. Hell. Damn, man. I'm talking football in the street.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking... barely fucking eating.
Everything.
Coming home with wounds that should be treated by the hospital. Don't even tell your mama. My mama wouldn't know I had half the wounds I had until I came out the tub. Like, oh my God, what happened?
Yo, everybody got about 5 or 6 wounds that required stitches.
You can't say nothing.
You could say something. You just wanted to keep playing. Like,
no, I mean, you couldn't. I couldn't tell moms that.
I used to be like, dire frightened. I didn't even my mother. Of stitches. Oh. I used to be frightened to get stitches, not knowing later on in life I would get stitches 20 times. But
like I was afraid.
Stitches look gross, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like hurt. But think about it, though. We're talking everybody getting in the car, no seatbelts. None of this shit, child seats and shit. You get in the car, goddamn, you get the big station wagon, 30 niggas in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
You get fucked up, you get fucked up and shit.
Spade game, motherfucker smoking in the house, nigga. Just sitting cloud of smoke with like a motherfucker casino and shit.
Your mom smoking up to the ninth month of pregnancy and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is real shit.
Drinking.
My mom told me she fell out of stand pregnant with me on her birthday, which is 3 days before mine.
Good times, man.
And she had me 3 days after that.
Good times in the world time.
Back when niggas had the cigarette machine.
I had to show the youngs, they didn't believe me. I told the youngs, yo, you used to be able to go to a cigarette machine, put your money in, and just pull the jug and come out.
Penny gumball machine.
Penny candies, period.
That shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, when candy's a penny, everything is special. A nickel, a dime, 10 pieces of candy?
Not to mention, fam.
I know that sounds crazy. Penny candies back in the day.
Not to mention, we be fucking miles away from home, nigga.
I don't know if the kids even candy no more, though. Do they buy their own candy anymore?
Nah, nigga, nobody candy. Who isn't here? Nah, ain't nobody do that shit no more.
Nah, their parents buy that candy. Because you gotta be out on your own to get your own candy.
Nigga, fuck that.
Yeah, you gotta go outside.
Ain't no little kids outside. Back when you see a little kid outside, you be shocked like, oh.
No, I got kids outside of my apartment complex. Well, but they don't fucking.
It's like your neighborhood, dog.
Yeah, they don't. It's
well, you scared to let them.
Nah, it's weird.
They can't get too far from the nest.
They don't come out. They come out late. They come out like 1 o'clock.
And they swear they got it hard. They go, like, y'all niggas are soft ass generation.
I tell you what, though, this shit warmed my heart. I was mad and then it warmed my heart the other day. Niggas ding dong ditch me, nigga.
They still doing that shit?
I was like, what the fuck? Then I was like, I know these little fuckers.
That was funny, you do it twice. You close the door and you open it back up.
I did words. I opened the cage. I was like, what the fuck's with my override? Then I closed the door, like, yo, niggas got me. I was old school
shit. But yeah, the generation, y'all need to step y'all game up, man, because y'all couldn't even come close to the shit we went through. And y'all going through it, but it's different. Y'all more internet, phones, and shit. We didn't have
not only did you go outside, your parents would have no idea what your fucking day was about. You done got in a fight. You done got chased by a dog. You done climbed up by somebody.
That was the worst punishment ever, man.
You done trespassed.
You done stay in the house.
No doubt.
That was the worst punishment
ever. You better get your ass kicked.
Well, if you're in a choice, right? First, you start the ass whipping. You get all your ass whipping through your wonder years and shit. Oh, and then once that, she too old to be whipping on you with some belt.
Don't take my outside.
Now, yo. Now,
don't take my
outside privileges is going on. Nothing was worse than that.
I'm 46 years old. I'm still scarred from that shit, son.
Yo, did you come out?
On punishment. How long you got?
That's right.
Yo, that nigga ain't getting out until next
week. Yo, I lied
to
my mom, son. I don't even remember what I lied to her about. But it was like going into the last week of school.
Ooh, wait.
Yo, son, I was on punishment for the whole summer.
Yeah, kill me.
The entire summer.
One summer. Your day was on.
The whole summer.
Yeah, kill me.
It wasn't even about grades, no shit like that. It was some bullshit lie, nigga. It might have been who took the dollar, nigga.
Fuck that.
The whole entire summer, nigga.
That's sad.
Yo, I remember the first 2 weeks of that shit, not because of the knowledge. She was like, don't even look out the window.
I can't can't even look out the window.
He's like, he in the hole.
You know, you do this shit too. You call your mom at work, hey, mom.
Don't be asking about what else out.
Boy, you, what time you gonna be? Don't worry about when I'm getting home.
That shit turned into you better not call me after getting out the hole.
Because you only get one pass, and only one time. So I'm like, ah, you know, outside. Like, yes.
Yo, she didn't bend. She didn't. I didn't get no early.
Yo, single moms ain't had no room to bend.
I ain't get no early.
There was no softness shown at that. Single moms, they gotta raise kids, go to work, around, keep up, try their hardest to keep you out of jail, man, and raise a young man as a woman. That's tough,
so
man.
So the summer of like 84, that shit don't exist. It's like 2020. I think it was a pandemic.
Oh, nigga, that's
I was the only nigga quarantined.
That's fucked up. Yo, not to jump on another ship and shit. I'm curious to know. I was watching some stupid shit on the sitcom last night. And what your take, any one of y'all can jump in here and shit. Wackest episodes.
Of what?
Any fucking sitcom, show, movie, anything. And we quick on this one because I'm just curious. Yeah, yo, because I saw some shit, man.
Yo, yeah, like, what you seen? Because I got a couple just off the top of my head.
One hit me immediately. I don't know if it's wack, but a damn show funny regardless.
Oh, for me, I was watching What's Happening. Right?
Right.
And the cheesy ass fucking.
I know, right. Before I cut you, not to cut you, nod, you be saying some shows, motherfuckers like, what is fucking what's happening?
What's happening? You gotta go ahead Google that.
These motherfuckers of my age.
Have this shit come on TV ones. Yeah, share
you,
channel.
You probably won't see this shit. This ain't no SpongeBob shit, but What's Happening had a goofy ass episode where they were a dance contest thing where they dancing. It was kind of corny to me and shit. I don't know the episode, but that was me. I looked at
this. This on Danny?
No, of course not. No, that was the shit. But it was the other one. They had some other goofball shit in there, and I was like, what is this?
You know what I thought was whack? Mm. Fucking Brady Bunch.
Ooh. Brady Bunch. Look at
Bobby
up.
And Cindy got lost in the cane, Grand Canyon on a family vacation.
Oh, that was wild. And it was more whack that they found them.
Bobby! Cindy! So how the fuck you lose the kids in the Grand Canyon, son? The two youngest kids at that. So they ain't gonna let them wander off, not with the big kids.
I forgot about that. That's a good one.
Right.
A bunch of them, though. I hated the bad luck charm on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah, that tap. Surf jump in Hawaii.
What you had,
it was very racist, too, by the way.
No, even more racist. The niggas just forgot. You know, they could never surf the episode of life and they needed a surf contest.
Doing well, right?
I do remember
not the win, but the lucky charm killed him.
A young generation like, fuck. Yeah.
I got what y'all might know about. Y'all know about Good Time. This don't come on. I don't know if it was the wackest one, but it was mad funny when they invited the chick over to make some dinner. She came, they thought she brought the dog food meatloaf.
Oh,
that was a wack episode. That was good.
That was a fucking funny episode and shit.
Yo,
you thought that was wack?
I mean, it was wack. I said, I don't know if it was wack, but it just came to mind. I thought it was funny as shit. She even came to the motherfucker like, you thought I bought y'all some motherfucking dog food?
That's 100%
round.
They're going to
make that episode right now.
Yo, I know sometimes I do bad. I got some dog. Y'all motherfuckers ain't too rich either. Y'all should get some dog food on that.
Eat this fucking dog.
I got a lot of motherfuckers in this house.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you which one was whack for me on Good Times.
Oh, nigga.
It was with my man, actually, Disco Danny Dynamo.
When he
got cut. He was on scholarship. He got cut from the team. And he wanted to kill himself at JJ's party.
Oh, his girl, you know, his girl left him.
Yeah, girl like, yeah.
Suicide episode.
He was acting like he was all laid out and shit.
Yeah,
and
like, come on.
Just a bunch of pills and shit.
That shit was corny.
That shit was super. And it was another one, but that one didn't make
it. Don't commit suicide in the hood, first of all.
That's the last thing on nigga mind.
I ain't killing myself. I'm about to kill somebody.
These don't want stitches. I'm about to kill myself. She got to have more
people. Nobody doing that. Word. That's real down this shit.
Anything involved with pain, niggas ain't down with that shit.
That's funny and shit. Oh, nigga, we getting blown up, nigga.
No, wait. You got one? I got one more for you.
Kick and keep?
Yo, yeah. What about motherfucking Different Strokes when that old white man had a tooth, him and Dudley in the hot tub?
Hot tub, really?
He didn't touch him. He just took pictures of him.
Man, like, tonight's episode
may get a little hard to deal with.
I remember that.
He took a picture of him in the fucking jacuzzi.
Different Strokes, people. They had an inappropriate.
What you talk about, Willis? That is the show.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was black, too. On Happy Days, my man Fonz jumped the shark.
That was dumb. That was later, too, when he jumped the shark. Even that pink and tuscan terrier.
Crash Up Derby.
But they was progressive.
Fonz went out with a single mom back right. in the day.
But yeah, he jumped the shark and he lost.
I said single mom with a child. Both a single mom with no children.
Single mom with a dog.
Single mom.
With a job. Oh my god!
A single mom with a husband.
Yo, y'all shut the fuck up. I'll get this shout out real quick, man. Yo, okay, thanks, man. Yo, give it a shout out to my man. We got some emails coming in, man. Appreciate the love. We got a boy, my man JJ Ward from Seattle.
Yeah. What up, Jay Ward?
Yeah. And we take on questions and emails.
Ain't that the motherfucker from the last time?
Nah, it's a different dude.
Oh. JJ Ward be right now.
Yo, big shout out to JJ. Shout out to love, man. The dude actually had a question for you, punk motherfuckers and shit. You want to know where he can send us some gear and shit, some merchandise and shit. So,
yo, you can send anything 3XL to MixNutDane at Gmail.
Bam.
Two X's, two T's.
Oh, shit. Dang. Look at him. Look at him. I don't fucking lie.
You can send they shit to MixNutDane.
Yo, you can send my shit 5X.
Double X,
oh, 90s, nigga. Word. 90s for life. Send my shit 6X. Call Kanai only and fucking coarse colors. Nah, you can send anything large to your man, not your man, just Mixed Nuts Case. That's KASE at gmail.com. MixedNutCase@gmail.com.
And that's what's up, man. So we appreciate don't send me shit. Send me some fitted.
Send it ass.
To where?
Send him some lotion.
Send me none, man.
Send me something, but don't send me none. Talk to me, but don't talk to me. Don't look at me when you're looking at me.
Say you shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Send this nigga some lotion.
Okay, don't send him shit.
Yo, I do need lotion, though, because you know, people fuck that.
You got some gray elbow pads on.
And that's it. Well, fuck y'all, man. I ain't taking this shit, man. But word, good looking out, JJ. That's what's good, man.
A lot of things with your 30 minutes. We appreciate you rocking with us. Please keep following us on social media.
Come on.
Facebook, bam. Mixed Nuts, Mixed Nut Company. That's MIXXNUTT Company. Please continue to like, subscribe, and follow us on Yahoo. We love y'all. Keep rocking with us. Mixed Nuts.